From Symphony Hall in Boston, I'm Ron Della Chiesa. Welcome to a WCRB broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig. Over the last few years, two of the world's great orchestras have formed an unprecedented bond built on shared threads of history, an art form that spans centuries and cultures, and the leadership of Andras Nelsons. Now, for the first time, the BSO and Gewandhaus Orchestra come together on stage through the Apollonian beauty of Haydn. It's a program that starts with the rich harmonies of Richard Strauss and culminates in the raw, visceral emotion of Alexander Scriabin. Andras Nelsons leads the Gewandhaus Orchestra and the BSO in Strauss, Haydn, Schoenberg, and Scriabin. Coming up on this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston. The idea when it was announced a few years ago was unprecedented. No two orchestras had ever proposed a collaboration as deep and involved as the alliance between the Boston Symphony and the Gewandhaus Orchestra. And while that announcement brought with it considerable excitement, there were also a number of questions. Just how would all of the commissions, performances, shared programs, and exchanges play out? Well, after 3 years, we here in Boston and the audiences in Leipzig, Germany, have seen most of these scenarios become reality. But one part of the alliance had yet to take form until now. The relationships of the musicians and staff of these two legendary ensembles now come together in the program you're about to hear, led by the person who catalyzed the entire program from the beginning, Andras Nelsons. I'm Ron Della Chiesa, joining you from the WCRB broadcast booth at Symphony Hall in Boston's Back Bay. The fulcrum of the BSO Gewandhaus Alliance is the conductor both orchestras share. From that central point, the organizations have commissioned new works from German and American composers, performed music emblematic of each other's artistic legacy, and through an ongoing exchange program, allowed musicians from each group to live and make music with their counterparts across the Atlantic. And in this concert, the stage is packed with both orchestras for a program that begins with Richard Strauss's Festival Prelude with organ soloist Olivier Latry. That's followed by Haydn's Concertante with two soloists drawn from the Gewandhaus Orchestra and two from the BSO. The second half of the program includes Arnold Schoenberg's luxuriously rich Verklärte Nacht, or Transfigured Night, as well as Alexander Scriabin's poem of Ecstasy. Well, it's hard to find a more appropriate piece to begin this unique concert than Strauss's Festival Prelude. It's a sonic spectacular with enough individual parts that it almost requires two orchestras just to fill the chairs the composer had in mind, along with five players in each of the woodwind sections, flute, oboe, clarinet, and bassoon. The piece also calls for 9 horns, 10 trumpets, and 4 trombones. And on top of that, the Aeolian Skinner pipe organ that resides above the stage here at Symphony Hall is played by one of the great organists of our time, Olivier Latry. The 13 minutes or so of the piece bring together the power of both that massive orchestra and the organ, first in alternation and finally in the end together. Strauss wrote the piece for the opening of the Konzerthaus in Vienna, a set of 3 concert halls built in the early years of the 20th century. At the time, Strauss had become the most famous composer in Europe, his tone poems having paved the way for groundbreaking and sometimes controversial operas that changed the art form forever. But his approach to this commission was a more direct and simple model. Based in the fundamental key of C major, the thematic material is not complicated or elaborate, but it is thrilling. Each part of the orchestra layered on top of the others, after a robust introductory statement by the organ. And now coming on stage are organist Olivier Latry and music director Andres Nelsons in this concert by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra will begin with Richard Strauss's Festival Prelude from WCRB. An overwhelming, rich sound composed by Richard Strauss and brought to life by the combined forces of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra with organ soloist Olivier Latry. That was Strauss's Festival Prelude, led by BSO Music Director and Gewandhaus Kapellmeister Andres Nelsons. Strauss offering the kind of sweeping, gorgeous lines that had so enthralled audiences to tone poems like Ein Heldenleben and operas like Der Rosenkavalier. And like any theatrical composer, he knew when to draw back, allowing those soft textures of woodwinds and strings and even the organ itself to provide contrast and a bass to repeatedly build musical energy that leads eventually to that absolute explosion of sound. Now he wants our organist to stand, French organist Olivier Latry, one of the most distinguished concert organists in the world today. One of three titular organists at the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. Now all of the brass section being asked to stand by Andres Nelsons, along with the horns and the percussion section. Now all the winds and all the members of the orchestra standing. Andres Nelsons shaking hands with some of the musicians right around the podium. I'm Ron Delachiesa at Symphony Hall, bringing you a concert broadcast of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And after some changes to the stage, this concert will continue with Haydn's Concertante. The soloists are drawn from each of the two orchestras in this concert, including Gewandhaus Orchestra Concertmaster Frank Michael Erben, Gewandhaus Orchestra solo cellist Christian Giger, BSO Principal Oboist John Ferrillo, and BSO Principal Bassoonist Richard Svoboda. The organ soloist joining the BSO and Gewandhaus Orchestra for this concert, Olivier Latre, has performed with the Boston Symphony on two previous occasions. In 2013, he was the soloist in the magnificent Third Symphony by Camille Saint-Saëns. And in 2015, he joined the orchestra for the world premiere of Michael Gandolfi's Ascending Light. And in a conversation here at Symphony Hall, WCRB's Brian McCreath asked him whether those previous experiences prepared him for this week's music by Strauss and Scriabin. Olivier Latry did not hesitate in answering.
Not at all. No. In fact, each time we arrive for a new repertoire, we have to rethink about the organ in another way. In fact, I made the registration, so, you know, the stage is full of chairs for musicians, etc., etc. So the organ is just on one corner, just behind the second level, and I am a little bit like in a cabin, and I do not hear anything from the organ. And the first rehearsal was, I would say, a disaster, because I was far too loud, and I could not realize that, in fact. And so I saw Andre's face, and say, okay, am I not together with the orchestra or something? And so, and it was the problem of loudness that I could not realize. And so I spent a day after the rehearsal just to have the console in another place, just to be sure that the sound would fit with the orchestra. And in fact, it worked very well this morning, and I'm very pleased that and more relaxed, I would say.
Well, and to be clear, for listeners who know Symphony Hall, if, as you're looking at the stage, you're to the left, almost under the first balcony. The console is situated so far away that I wondered in rehearsal how much you could really perceive the balance yourself. So tell me a little bit from your perspective, how do you put the organ here in Symphony Hall in context? What kind of an instrument is it, and what do you look forward to when you come to Symphony Hall about what this instrument can do?
Well, I think in a hall, concert hall, the most important thing for an instrument is to be versatile. So to be able to do a lot of things, to go very fast from one pianissimo to a fortissimo, and of course the opposite. And also having some sounds which can follow very well the strings, for example, other which can follow and complete the brass, etc. And in fact, most of the organ that I've seen, especially the old organs from the 80s or even before that in concert halls, were church organs put in a concert hall. And it just didn't work. because we need to have those swirl boxes. We need to be able to add, you know, the nuance that the conductor requires, and it has to go immediately, just like this. And so if we have, for example, no combination action, no swirl boxes, it's just impossible. And then the problem is that then the conductors hate the organs, and which is not good, and because it can work. And this organ here proves that it works very well for the orchestra. I would not sure that it could work for an organ recital, for example. Maybe for some pieces, but not for everything. And we will have to choose the repertoire very carefully, just to be sure to make right connection between the organ and the repertoire. But it's, I think this organ is really at its place because it is a real orchestral organ.
That's Olivier Latry, the organist you heard in the first piece in this concert, Strauss's Festival Prelude. And Olivier Latry will be back at the organ console for the final work on the program, Alexander Scriabin's Poem of Ecstasy. You can hear more of this conversation, including a status update on Notre Dame Cathedral, where Latry is one of the three titular organists, as we mentioned, when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.com/bso. The next piece on this program, Haydn's Concertante, gives us another example of the many threads of connection between the Boston Symphony and the Gewandhaus Orchestra. From 1926 to 1933, Charles Münch was the concertmaster in Leipzig. Then in 1949, as a conductor, he became the 10th music director here in Boston, succeeding Serge Koussevitzky. And in between, Charles Münch was the conductor to bring Haydn's Concertante back to a regular place in the concert hall after over a century of obscurity. And here they all are, coming on stage. Frank Michael Erben, Christian Giger, John Ferrillo, and Richard Svoboda, along with our conductor, Andres Nelson. And you'll hear the Concertante by Haydn from WCRB. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
with pairs of soloists drawn from the two orchestras on stage. That was Haydn's Concertante, performed in concert here at Symphony Hall by the Boston Symphony Orchestra and the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra, led by conductor Andras Nelsons. Our violinist, Frank Michael Erben, comes from a family of musicians and studied violin when he was 5 years old, began studying then. First concertmaster chair in the Gewandhaus Orchestra. Christian Giger, born in Switzerland, studied at the conservatory there, graduated with distinction in 1992, the same year he became principal cello of the Gewandhaus Orchestra. John Ferrillo, principal oboe of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, appointed principal oboe at the start of the 2001 Tanglewood season. And Richard Svoboda, principal bassoonist of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, been a member of the orchestra chamber player since 1989. Heading now to the stage door. Stay with us. Works by Schoenberg and Scriabin are still ahead in this Boston Symphony Orchestra broadcast, coming to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.